An annual poll shows support for vouchers is down. The survey was done by the Gallup Organization and Phi Delta Kappa International, a group that advocates for public education. Only 38% of respondents support programs allowing public funds for private schooling. That's down from 46% last year. A Waukesha lawmaker who supports the expansion of Milwaukee's school choice program disputes the results. Republican Representative Scott Jensen believes the poll does not reflect opinions here in Wisconsin.
Choice remains overwhelmingly popular here in Wisconsin. Most polls in the southeastern Wisconsin area show that 60% of the public supports the school choice program in Milwaukee and that many would like to see it expanded.
Governor Doyle prevented that with a budget veto. Jensen says there's separate legislation ready to roll out for a public hearing next month. It would expand choice to Milwaukee suburbs, lift the cap on the total number of students, and allow students to stay in the program even if their parents exceed income limits. Critics worry that expanding school choice will hurt public schools. A spokesperson for the state school superintendent says schools are already dealing with less aid because of the state deficit. John Krause says public schools can't afford to lose students and the dollars that come with them.
The other problem that we have with the expansion of the choice program at this time is that after over a decade of it being in place, we don't know if it works.
A long-term study of the choice program has passed the Assembly, and if it passes the Senate, it would be the most extensive effort to collect data since 1995. That's when the state stopped funding an evaluation of the program. However, the proposed study itself is controversial. Politicians and researchers would have to come up with a study that's both objective and influential. The study would be overseen by the Legislative Audit Bureau and be funded through private sources. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.